Warsaw did not formally extend an invitation to the Russian President Vladimir Putin to attend. And the feeling on the ground, according to various sources, is this is because it was wary of political consequences of doing so in light of the Ukrainian crisis. However, Holocaust survivors have been particularly critical of this, pointing out that it was, after all, the Red Army that liberated this camp, Auschwitz-Birkenau, some 70 years ago.
The Russians liberated the camp. The Russians liberated the camp, not the Americans, not the Russians. And it makes sense that people of the government, if not Putin, is to be there. It's obvious.
The decision by the Polish government not to invite the Russian president to the ceremony marking 70 years since the liberation of the Auschwitz death camp is a scandal. How can you fail to invite the leader of a country that fought against Nazi Germany and liberated Auschwitz?
Organizers, however, are urging that the focus today should not be on politics, pointing out that this is possibly going to be the last large gathering of Auschwitz survivors.